Hello, my name is Sean. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 5th. It's a Thursday. And I'm speaking with...
Yinmo.
And...
Aiden.
And we're classmates. And we're in Santa Clara, California. And we're going to be doing an interview regarding our school. All right. So I will be interviewing Yinmo and Aiden. So how long have you been at Santa Clara High?
Since freshman
year. Since freshman year, so all 4 years?
Yeah.
It'll be 4 years now since my freshman year.
All right. Well, what's the most memorable area on campus for you?
Yes, library.
The library? Why is that?
Because I'll do my homework. That's the next period every day.
I would have to be the second to last bench in the J Wing, because that's where I went to sit every day in my freshman, sophomore, and half of my junior year.
For me, I guess it would be like, I didn't answer the last question, actually. I've been at Santa Clara for 3 years since my sophomore year, because I transferred in. But the most memorable place for me would be like, around E103, which is the theater room, but not exactly the theater room, Mr. Johnson's memorial. Because he meant a lot to me. He did a lot for me. What are some traditions you know of in high school, or Santa Clara High in specific?
Traditions. Well, that's playing music out loud during lunch count.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's for Santa Clara mainly.
It would hurt my ears and, you know, do a lot of bad things to me.
Okay.
Things that I would, like, identify what this school was like. It's an environment where you see a lot of different kinds of people going through different things, and it's not so much it's frowned upon to, you know, explore new kinds of people and kind of open yourself up. It's a little bit more, I think, easy to kind of come out and just explore the world around you here in particular.
So are you saying...
That would be a tradition. The tradition here is kind of having a somewhat welcoming environment for growth to a degree.
So more like a social equilibrium, do you think?
Not so much it has one, but it's more conductive to have one.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, basic high school traditions that I know of, like, that's way more than I could say, but, like, we have, specifically for us, our homecoming floats and stuff, which brings everyone together in a bit of a bondage of class. And by bondage of class, I mean, like, with our own classes, like, the seniors, the freshmen, like, they all come together and build this amazing float that we show off. And recently, this is the second year that we've had a homecoming dance. Tradition we have here is something that happened last night, actually, Night of Acoustics, which is something that Mr. Butler organizes, and it helps people with musical talent and poetic talent to just... It gives them a bit of a platform to perform, whereas they usually couldn't if they want to show off their music, their words, their feelings. All right. What are some future activities you're looking forward to?
Future activities, like in school?
Yeah.
I always thought about a club that you could nap in.
Napping club?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the question mainly is, like, what activities are you, like, what are you looking for? Scheduled activities that you know are happening.
Scheduled napping room activities. A schedule where, there's SSR.
Okay.
But more quiet SSR.
Okay.
Because some classroom doesn't, you know.
Abide by the rules.
Yeah.
All right. What are you looking forward to?
I think what I'm looking forward to this year in particular is doing all the things that like seniors get to do and kind of have that whole experience. It's like I've seen a lot of my friends go through that, and they have their graduation experience. I'm kind of excited to finally experience it for myself and experience it with people, graduation and New York trip and things like that.
Yeah, I'm excited just for, I guess, being able to direct some shows and stuff because I'm in theater. And learning more things, and yeah, the graduation experience. I'm ready for that, and actually being able to pass all my classes without having to take some summer school or anything like that, or night school. All right. What are some activities you wish weren't in your future? Some stuff you're not looking forward to.
In future means like after graduating, or
no. Like just like this year.
I'm not sure.
Well, like finals or something like that.
Definitely. Yeah, sure.
Finals.
I can't say I can name an activity more of like, the thing I'm not looking forward to is kind of the change of environment. It's like, it's something that I both accept, but I'm also kind of sad to see go. Because like after 4 years of kind of being in the same place and getting used to it, I know it can be hard to like separate yourself from that and adjust to, you know, what's beyond there. But it's also exciting at the same time.
Yeah, that's basically the same thing that I was thinking. I forgot to check these off, so I'm going to do that. All right, this is a bit of a leap, but what are some trends that you know about, whether it be fashion or social media, to list some examples?
Oh, yes. My friends are, you know, they got into TikToks.
TikToks?
And I don't understand because I don't think there's much content in there. Some quality content, in my opinion.
I think I can, like, take all the trends and put them into like a main idea of like the mainstream people kind of diving into what kind of the what you would call like the nerdier culture would be used to doing. So those things that were kind of reserved for like people who are into memes and into video games. It's kind of, whereas before they were kind of seen as weird and quirky for doing that, now people in the mainstream are kind of
more culturally accepting,
or they kind of appropriate it to a degree. They kind of they try and make it their own. So they, you know, they have things like TikTok or Fortnite, and it's like they blow it out of the water, and
fair
it's
enough.
Just that kind of thing. That the idea of just accepting what those kind of trends and just
fair enough. One thing I hear a lot is the term e-boy or e-girl or something like that. Huh? I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the hell that is. I'm not going to lie to you. But I've heard it a lot, so I'm assuming that's a trend, right? Okay. And like the whoa.
Oh, yeah.
There's like dance trends. And whatnot. That e-boy stuff is like, some kids like are dabbing still or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, what's some popular music you know from this time?
I don't really listen to, you know, like recent pop music, but Hey There Delilah is always always top hit for me. It's always nice to sing during the class. And you'd be like, you feel like really sad. And yeah.
Can we just like appreciate that for a second? Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? Okay. Anyways, anything else?
That's
about it.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing about something I remember from the last question.
What?
When I was on my trip to Michigan at this football game for the University of Michigan with 112,000 people attending it, the senior players who haven't played in 50 years came back and we honored them in that moment.
And the last player who was honored had his grandson with him.
Oh, God.
And he dabbed in front of 112,000 people.
I love it.
And I only laugh about that now that I realize and I think about it. Oh, my God.
Anyways, popular music.
Popular music. Now, to be honest, Ballin, definitely one. I see a lot of new hip-hop and rap that I'm into now. Like, I'm not so much into modern pop music. And it took a bit to kind of, for me to get out of older music, because I've always liked older music, but there's a lot of things that have come out lately from, like, I think lesser-known artists, which is what everyone says, but it's like, that I do like. I think the past 3 years, there have been some good stuff that's come out, especially in, like, as far as rap and stuff goes.
I don't listen to a lot of music now. I mean, I do. I'm just saying, like, music from now, like, popular music at all, like, recent stuff. I'm more of an oldies guy. I mean, like, I listened to some stuff last year, but this year I haven't listened to a lot of recent things. So, yeah. Hey There, Delilah is pretty good, though. You can never go wrong with that. Oh, you know what? I have some good popular music. I just watched Frozen 2 the other day. Mm-hmm. Pop culture. Pop culture. No, like, it was pretty good. My girlfriend and I went to go watch it, and it was actually pretty good. Music wasn't terrible. Like, it's definitely not normal music like how Frozen, like, was meant to be a soundtrack. Like, Frozen 2 is, like, the music was more for, like, the story.
Yeah, it's like a score.
And also, okay, spoiler alert. Well, not for people listening to this, probably, but, you know Kristoff? You know Kristoff from Frozen?
No.
Like, the blonde guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he has, like, a solo that's, like, an 80s ballad, and it's the funniest thing ever. Because, like, they basically took some stuff out of Bohemian Rhapsody and George Michael, and it's so funny.
Watch, we're going to be listening to this in 50 years, and we're going to feel so old.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, but it's still a good movie. It's pretty fun. Anyways, that's my tip in on that. Okay, what is something most memorable that was said to you during your high school career?
Sad?
No, most memorable that someone said to you.
I need some time to think about that.
Okay, I'll go to Aiden first.
It was probably when I went on a trip. And I was kind of shy. I didn't really know anyone. And then by the end of that trip... By the end of that trip, a couple of the people around me said, "Wow, you definitely are a completely different person than I thought you were when you first came." Because in the beginning, you were kind of shy and not talkative. But now you're like, "I was not expecting to see this from you." And that is something that's okay with me today.
Still thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. What now?
PTSD.
PTSD from what? From Mackie?
Yeah. Miss Mackie's class. It's PP points.
Oh my god. I mean, for me, I guess, something I was told, I don't exactly remember by who, but actually it was definitely a couple people who just told me to stick with it, because transferring in as a sophomore to a brand new school where you know a couple people and most of them actually don't like you was kind of scary. But then I did have some friends that ended up leaving me and put me in a bad state, but just persevering and pushing forward, like Mr. Johnson taught me to do, because he made me feel accepted. And same thing with the Ansaldos and all that. It just feels good. And now my senior year, I feel a lot more secure than I have, at least socially. Academically, I'm still kind of a dumb butt. Because I'm not stupid. I'm smart. I'm just not organized.
Yeah.
And that's something that I have to learn, but it helps. Yeah, different leaps.
You become academic and then... Or you be so specific. It doesn't have to always line up.
Right, yeah.
You get to it eventually.
Nothing.
What's the question?
What is something most memorable that was said to you during your high school career?
Oh, the PP points.
The PP points? Okay. What do you expect your life to be like after high school?
Being a working slave in some company while attending college, probably, if I ever get into one, with my scuffed GPA.
Oh my god, that's the most realistic thing I've heard all day. Anyways.
I think after high school, I'm kind of thinking that I kind of will understand more the kind of person that I am and be able to work with that and get past like the other things I struggle with, like school. And they won't be as hard as they are now to manage. Mm. And then from there, it'll just open the doors to, you know, do other great things, like do well in college and find that passionate career I want to have later on in life that I know I can't have. It's just, you gotta look for it.
Yeah. For me, probably working, making money, trying to do something, maybe in the tech field, because I have an IT degree already. But
hey, seriously, like what's going on?
Sorry, there's something happening here. But like,
no,
definitely college for sure. Community college specifically, because I can't afford UCs or anything like that either. So money. Sorry, our teacher is scolding some of the other people in the library at the moment.
Thanks.
Anyways.
Sit down.
How do you believe you've grown as a person throughout your high school career? And let's keep the answer short because we don't have a lot more time.
Well, since when I was like since freshman year, I thought like everything was like really difficult and all those things, but like and everything was like unknown, but as I went further into senior year, it didn't help.
Okay. Pessimistic, but alright.
I didn't grow as a person.
But you were firm, and that's what matters. Yes.
I would say, like, I see myself as going from a somewhat, like, insecure, nervous freshman who wasn't really sure of himself and what he could do. And then after experiencing like 4 years of college or high school, meeting people and doing things, that's kind of helped me to realize that there's more to it that I haven't really seen, and I've kind of been more able to be the kind of person I've always dreamed that I would want to be but never thought I could be.
I had to deal with a lot of anger because of some personal reasons that I won't explain on here. And it just made me uncontrollable to the point where it was just unhealthy for everyone around me. And I still have my moments, but not to the point of like how it was before, because coming in from after freshman year into sophomore year was a bit of a transition. But I met some good people out of it. They helped me, and I'm back into working with horses, which definitely helps, and it's therapeutic for me, so I've been getting the help I need. But I've definitely grown from my anger, I believe. All right, well, what's your dream job?
My dream job's, well, in the computer science field. Science. As I said, I'll be in some kind of company, coding slave, yeah.
That's coding it. Slave.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
I have no idea. Sometimes I think I would be good at being a therapist. Other days I think I would want to be a chef.
Your cooking is the best.
Thank you.
You need to make some more.
I'll always cook for you.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. It really just depends on what I see myself passionate about, I would say. But right now, you know, I want to go to community and just kind of test the water a bit more, so that I don't think I really did in high school. So kind of just, you know, get a feel for it and learn what there is out there.
I want to get a stable job, so I can make money, get a family, you know, make something for myself and make something for other people. But I do want to do something in music, or acting, because those are my passions. And maybe just get a psych degree just in case I have something to follow back on, but probably something in the tech field. But my dream job is definitely being a musician, like full time. What's your favorite course of study?
Course of study?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Like your favorite subject.
APCSA, but I'm falling behind.
What the hell is APCSA?
It's AP Computer Science.
Oh, okay.
But I'm falling behind, so I don't know. I like the class, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Freshman year was shop. Sophomore year it was PE. Junior year was PE.
Hey.
And this year, I have to say it might be theater, just because I'm kind of doing things
5 minutes left.
That I haven't done before as an elective class. So I think that's refreshing, different from like sit down, busy work kind of thing. It's more like,
I get that.
This is something new and I like it.
My favorite, well, I don't really remember freshman year because I kind of blocked that out of my head. But sophomore year, PE, junior year PE as well. And senior year also theater, because I'm doing a lot more in the class as far as production goes, and that's something I really like. I really enjoy. What do you believe you can give back to future generations? You can't see him right now, but he's like being all spastic. You know, it's just like, what?
Well, since I grew up in Korea for 11 years, and well, since I came to America, I think Korea's kind of scuffed compared to America. So I guess I can give my future generations a better place to grow up in.
Okay.
I feel like the best thing that I could give to older to generations in the future is...
Now you're the older generation. This is the younger generation.
Oh, the younger generation?
Yeah. Future generations. Like, you're the old one in this scenario.
Oh. Are we gonna marry? I really feel like I would just be able to give, you know, my advice and the things I've gone through and how I've grown as a person and tell them, you know, the ins and outs of how that works to kind of save them the trouble of having to, you know, be confused and make as many mistakes and get hurt by it. And I just feel like use that insight to educate people to do better.
Yeah.
If they can.
For me, I try to be the same thing I am now, just a shoulder to lean on if anybody needs to listen. And just, I've survived with the glory of music. I was brought up that way. That's grammar. I was brought up that way by and in English class, yeah. By my family and all that, and I want to give that back. Not just to my descendants, but to just people in general. What do you wish you had more time to do? Like an example would be like your hobbies.
More time to do studying. Well, my motivation, yes. That's it.
Okay.
I wish I had more time to get work done, so I would have time to do other things. So that wasn't always.
Well, I mean, like, I what I mean by this is more like, if school wasn't in the way, what would you do?
School wasn't always the thing. Huh? I have time for all the things I do. It's just that whether or not I want to do those things on those days, like my passions are life.
Okay,
yeah, my passions are exercise, going out with people, you know. Or sometimes just enjoying.
Fair enough.
I kind of always find that I have time for that because I also do that at school.
Cool. So. I wish I had more time to build and to create stuff because I like to do a lot of stuff in construction or like build plastic models and all that stuff. And it's just a fun little hobby that I used to have. Plus, I don't exercise as much anymore, which kind of sucks because I'm always doing something. But I always get to work with horses, which is fun. Okay, last question. What is an opportunity you missed that you regret?
Not going to homecoming and like, you know, winter ball, like, you know, all those prom things, freshman to junior year.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Return the best we could do on your way out.
Sorry, our teacher's talking about stuff.
Remember to turn the best we can do in life right now, because that's probably what you have to do in the future. The things I regret probably are not going to any real school activities, because I didn't know anyone who liked to do those things until I was in my junior year, and also not join the Danny DeVito Society.
Nice. Well, I regret joining some clubs, or actually participating in clubs that I ended up joining, but also, you know, just doing more work and figuring out more stuff that I want to do and taking some stuff that was handed to me and taking it for granted. Well, yeah, well, that was our interview. That was our TED Talk. That was our story court. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you.